Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is about mindset, and we're going to be talking about how to control competition anxiety. So we've actually visited this way back when in podcast number 7, titled Dealing with Performance Anxiety. And the reason why I wanted to revisit it is I currently have a couple of clients getting ready for competitions, and one of the clients we met with today, we kind of went through some topics, went through some things, and it helped put their mind a little bit at ease, and I wanted to kind of revisit that. And if somebody's kind of newer to the podcast, they might not have gone all the way back to number 7, so this will be something new for them. And also, it'll give me a chance to kind of talk indirectly to my clients, so I can kind of send this podcast out to them and help them better prepare. So, the idea of anxiety, like you're going to be anxious when you're going towards a competition. And the reason why is because you've invested effort into this and you have expectations out of it. So, this is something that you've had time to see it coming and start to imagine like the possibilities of what might happen as it was coming up. And there is a degree of potential excitement and a degree of potential disappointment. So it's something that matters to you. It can influence a little bit of your happiness. So it's kind of like, just how to say it is, it's normal that it's kind of a big deal. And that's okay. And the reason why that's okay is because without the challenge of these type of things, we would never grow as individuals. In the sense of, if we didn't challenge ourselves to overcome, like say, a competition, then when regular life challenges us, we're going to be screwed. So I think there's a lot of resiliency and mental strength that can be gained through a competition prep that you can then apply to regular life. And then also, if you want to do an activity that has a competition aspect to it, so like you're doing like powerlifting, or you're doing strongman, or maybe like aesthetic shows, so bodybuilding, men's physique, women's physique, bikini, you know, all those things, figure. So if you're going to do something that has a competition to it, you're going to want to do well at that, and you're going to want to progress over time. And there is a mental component to that progression. So yes, there's physical components, so you can improve physically. You can improve maybe in the technique of what you do. So even in like aesthetic shows, there's technique to posing. So there, like posing is part of your score. That isn't necessarily a physical change, but you can just get mentally and technically kind of better at that aspect. And then the other thing we have is the mental aspect that we come into our competitions or events with. So we can make physical improvements, we can make technical improvements, and we can make mental improvements. And if you never address trying to improve yourself mentally, you're missing, you know, a huge component of how good you can be at your chosen activity. So part of getting better at the mental aspect of your sport is learning how to deal with the anxiety that comes whenever you go to a competition. So the first thing I want to kind of say to you is that anxiety is normal. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you if you have anxiety and stress about an upcoming competition. That would actually be abnormal not to be stressed by it. So, or not to have some type of building emotion. So I've talked a little bit in the past about my own personal experiences where when I get ready for competitions, I've learned in my mind to trust in my process, and we're going to go through different steps and different ways you guys can do this too, but one of the things I use is I invest so much mental effort into my training leading into the competition that I already know I've thought through everything I can think through. I pay attention to every freaking set of every exercise I do, and the people who are members of the gym will know. It's not necessarily something I'm proud of, but I don't like being bothered in my training because there is no downtime to my training. So if I'm doing like squats, in between my sets of squats, it doesn't mean I'm not doing anything and somebody is welcome to come talk to me Absolutely not. You'll annoy the shit out of me, and you'll disrupt what I'm trying to do. Because between the sets, I'm trying to think, what did I do right or wrong with the last set? How can I address that and maybe fix that for the next set? And then I'm trying to get myself mentally ready for the next set. So I'm either coming down off of an intensity and then wanting to build back up. So a break in that rhythm will mess me up. And or I'm mentally thinking of what I just did or what I'm about to do. So if somebody tries to interrupt me in between my sets, they're screwing up my chance to get better. So that is time away from what I could have been better. So I am trying to learn how to relax on this because it's a little bit too intense. But I do see every single interruption as that was a lost opportunity for me to get better at. And that's how much I care. And I've learned to put the value into my training. Because every single opportunity in my training is a chance to make that competition day go better. And that's how I actually show up to competitions, and I'm actually really excited. So I'm probably a weird person because I'll fall asleep on the way to a competition if I'm tired. If I'm hungry, I'll stop somewhere and get something to eat. Like when I'm warming up, I kind of just BS with some friends. You can see me getting a little anxiety, a little anxious in terms of like movement and body motion, but I'm actually getting anxious in the sense that I want to freaking go. Like I'm ready. So the last couple of powerlifting meets I did, I probably wouldn't even have had to warm up for my squat. I was so freaking ready to go that I just wanted to go after it. So I value so deeply the process of getting ready for the competition that I have very little, if any, stress on the day of the competition. So I don't have any, digestive stress. I don't have nervous energy, that's defeating. I actually get nervous energy that's excitement. And, I'm so ready to go. It's unbelievable. And how I've learned to do that is by trusting in my process and being so invested into the lead up of the competition that I know I've dotted every I and crossed every T of anything that I could control. And I've also accepted that anything out of my control is out of my control. I can't do anything about it. So therefore, there's no need to stress or worry about it. So anxiety is normal. There is nothing wrong with you. And since anxiety is normal, then you don't want to place your focus on making it go away. So too many people try to just say I shouldn't be nervous, or I need to do this, that way I'm not nervous. You're going to be nervous. Don't even try to eliminate it. Actually learn how to use it. That's the best way to explain what to do with nervousness and anxiety, is it can be harnessed and used as a tool for you. Or it can hurt you in the sense of if you try to ignore it and ignore it, it's going to still kind of seep in there. It's still going to find a way to get at you. And your mind will start wandering to places that you don't want it to go because you're not prepared to tell your mind what to actually do. So if your mind does not have a game plan, it's susceptible to anybody's plan. So you have to create a game plan so that way it does what you freaking want it to do, not what anxiety wants it to do, or not what stress wants it to do. Okay? So here's a couple quick tips. Let's go through them. So the first thing I tell people to do is to work on visualization, and they can even use cue cards. So I actually just did that with a client this morning. She's getting ready for a powerlifting meet, and we have a cue card for each of her lifts. So for her squat, we said, what are the top 1 to 3 things that you want to focus on? So for her, she focuses on the way down. She has to make sure she stays mid-foot, which means that her balance stays in the middle of her foot and doesn't drift forward into her toes. So she's coming from a CrossFit background where they did a lot of Olympic lifting stuff, and she's generally just quad dominant and lower back dominant. She never really used her butt and her hamstrings for anything. So we've been working to correct that, of course, but it's still something that she can fault into without paying attention to it, is as she goes down, she drifts forward and gets into her quads. That'll round her upper back, and it makes the lift horribly freaking hard because she's only using her quads and low back rather than using her quads and low back along with her glutes and hamstrings. So one of her cues is midfoot. Another cue she has is to push knees out on the way down, and that helps get her hamstrings and glutes more engaged into the stretching on the way down, so that way they'll be pre-tensioned to help on the way up. And then also it helps her control her depth. So since she was coming from an Olympic lifting kind of CrossFit background, they were used to just bottoming out their squats way past parallel, which is not going to be the strongest position when you switch over to powerlifting. So by pushing her knees out, it activates her hip muscles better and creates more of a rigid muscular tension at parallel. So she can kind of hit into that tension, feel where parallel is, be properly supported, and power her way back up. Then the other cue she has is to squeeze her glutes as she comes up. So if she comes down midfoot, if she pre-tensions by pushing her knees out, she'll have her glutes and hamstrings pre-tensioned. So as she comes up, she then has to think of squeezing her glutes to drive her hips forward to come up under the bar. So those are her three cues. So midfoot, knees out, glutes. That's what she wrote on the card. And that's what she's going to think of. So what I want her to do now is when she gets nervous or gets anxiety over the competition, I want her to pull out her note card, imagine herself getting under the bar, getting her hands on the bar, kind of visualize the bar feeling maybe cold against your skin, feel the sharpness of the knurling into your skin as well as you grab onto the bar. Think of that pulling that bar down a little bit by flexing your lats and creating almost like a lat pull down kind of effect, and that braces the bar better into your upper back. She can even feel that pressure kind of increasing on her upper back. She can actually flex her lats and get a feel what that is. So she's going to go through visualizing every step and as much detail she possibly can of each step. That's going to keep her mind so darn busy that she can't think of the negative things. So that's one thing we can do is mental visualization. Woo, there we go. Hey, of the lifts or whatever your lifts are. So maybe like if you're in an aesthetic show, visualize the posing. So write down the cues of how you want to, like what you want to focus on in each pose. So if you front double bicep, sometimes, for example, people will leave like their hands in like a tiger claw type position. So you have to think of if you're a male, maybe closing your hand. If you're female, leaving your hand a little open, but having your fingers kind of slightly bent rather than like claw. That's a big thing as well. You can also do... like say, for example, on side poses, well here, let's just go with front relaxed. So a front relaxed pose, something we work with clients all the time, is getting them not to show the back of their hands. So if you're in a front relaxed pose, and anybody who doesn't do aesthetic shows, you're not actually relaxed. This is horribly painful because you're paying attention to every freaking thing in your body, but it's a pose they call front relaxed. But you're gonna be in that position. Most people have their lats kind of pushed out a little bit to create a little bit of upper body width, and their hands are kind of their elbows are flared out a bit because of that lat push, but your hands are straight down from your elbows, usually. Now, if your hands are turned to where the back of your hand is facing the judge, that's going to make your forearm and your upper arm look smaller. If you turn your hand sideways to where your thumb is pointing towards the judge, don't literally extend your thumb and point towards the judge, but have your thumb be the thing that's facing the judge, that narrows the visualization of your hand, and therefore your forearm and your upper arm are going to look bigger. So something that small is a good cue to write down, is when you're doing front or back poses, to leave your hands quote-unquote sideways, not with palm facing judge or back of hand facing judge. So those are cues you can use for aesthetic sports. But the cue is, the concept here, is to write down cues for the individual events of your competition and then visualize yourself going through those events with as much freaking detail as you can possibly get. Okay, the more detail the better, because it's going to keep your mind more focused intently on what you're doing, and it's going to make each visualization last a little longer, and you're going to possibly have the chance to kind of visualize things that if you weren't visualizing, they might throw you off on the day of. So, for example, it's funny, but I have had a client talk about we went to a powerlifting meet once, and they said the bar was so cold on their skin, that was the first thing they were thinking of when they were doing their opener squat. They said they unracked the bar, and they came back to me, and they did fine on their squat. I said, how'd that feel? And their first comment was, that bar is so cold. And I was like, what the hell are you thinking of the temperature of the bar for? So we kind of had a fun little laugh about that. But visualizing and using cue cards and getting as much detail as possible is super helpful, because that anxiety feeling you're gonna have, and you're going to have it, so don't try to avoid anxiety. It's coming. use it. So use it to do deeper, more focused visualization. Then the other thing we have is prepping necessary materials and then double checking. So if you're going to an event, prep and make sure you have your materials for like maybe food that you need, maybe your posing trunks or your lifting singlet. If you're a straw man, make sure you have your wrist wraps, you have your belt, you have your knee sleeves, maybe even elbow sleeves. So you want to make sure you have all of your equipment ready. You can then go through and make sure your nutrition is ready. Maybe you have like secondary supplements like smelling salts or ammonia or something like that, maybe chalk. So you want to prepare your necessary materials. You can even be a dork and make like lists, so you can get on Microsoft Excel and print out a list with everything and then go through and check off everything on your newly, freshly made list. But the idea is to take this nervous energy you have and put it towards productive things. So some of the productive things is visualization. If you're having trouble with that and your mind starts scattering and wandering, go do a physical act of prepping your stuff, prepping your material. So pack your shoes, pack your belt, you know, pack everything, make sure it fits in the bag, see what pockets you want different things in so we have quick access to it. So you can do a mental thing of like visualization. You can do a physical thing like physically packing things. You can also do interaction, social interaction. You could talk to other people, maybe online or even in person in the gym, but talk to other people who've competed and ask them what they did with their anxiety. And you guys can laugh about, you know, different stories or how nervous you got. But remember that you're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. Okay, so oftentimes people sometimes are afraid to talk about it because they don't want to admit that they have anxiety. Everybody has anxiety. You are not alone. You are not special. So this is something everybody deals with. So go talk to other people and see what they do. You can even just share stories. You don't even have to get something productive out of the conversation other than just having the conversation and getting to voice your fears, concerns, and worries. Okay, so that's a big thing. It's super duper helpful. So there's three ideas you can do. One is mental, which is the visualization and cue cards. The other one is physical, which is prepping necessary materials. And then the other one is social, which is talking to other people who maybe have competed as well. There's other categories of mental ways to do it. There's other categories for physical. There's other categories, there's other methods within a mental. There's other methods within physical. There's other methods within social. But I want to give you kind of one of each. So the other thing we said is to remember to trust in your process. So take everything you do in preparation for that competition 100% serious. Make it as best as you can possibly make it. So that way on the day of the competition, you'll know there's nothing else you could have done. So for aesthetic sports, for example, if you know like in your whole contest prep, maybe you did a 16-week prep and you messed up like 12 meals, you're now 12 meals less than you could have been. Quality wise, you could be 12 meals better looking than what you are right now. And that'll suck getting on stage knowing you could have been 12 units better. Ugh, that's not a good feeling. That's not going to feel good. So use that as motivation during the prep. So when you feel like you're weak and you're about to break down and eat something you shouldn't, say there is no chance in hell I'm getting on stage wanting to, like, willingly knowing that I could have been a little bit better. So you can use that as actual preparation and actually help you be mentally adhered to your process. And the better you adhere to your process and the better quality of effort you put into it, that's going to decrease your anxiety as you get cut to the competition. It's not going to eliminate it. It's just going to decrease it. So recently I had somebody get ready for a competition. They were slightly overweight, and they had to diet during the last week or so to get ready for their weight for the competition. And they were bitchy and whiny about the fact that they had to diet. And I mentioned them a little bit in person, but I'm about to say it really clear and blunt now. So I apologize if you're listening to this. But what the hell? You should have been dieting the way that your program was actually written, the way your diet was actually written for the last 3 to 4 months, and then you would have came in at the correct weight. So since you were slack ass the last 3 or 4 months, now you have to pay the last week. Okay, that's on you. That's 100% your choice. You did that. So now you have to suffer the consequences for the last week. That's not very fun, is it? No. And it wouldn't be fun to show up to a competition knowing we could have been, you know, 10 mistakes or 12 mistakes or 20 mistakes better. So use that as motivation to not make those mistakes along the way, to follow the diet that you should have followed, to train as hard as you should have trained, to take every set and every rep as serious as you can. So that way you don't get punished for it later. Okay? It's easy to be lazy now and put off the punishment till some other time. But when that punishment comes, you're going to really freaking wish that you had not been so lazy before. Okay? I do not remember the exact quote, but there's some kind of quote about like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure or something like that. So a little tiny bit of effort leading up to the competition will save you from more intensely discomfort effort as you get closer to the competition. So use that, and so trust the process. Be as prepared as you can within what is in your control. And that leads us into the last thing here, is don't worry about things that are outside of your control, because there's nothing you can do about that. If you worry about something that somebody else is or isn't going to do, guess what? That won't change anything. They're still going to do it or not going to do it, regardless of how much you worry about it. Your worry does nothing. It hurts you and makes absolutely no difference or no effect on the thing that you're worrying about. If something is in your control, fix it, control it. If something's outside of your control, let go of it. Okay? If you worry about things outside of your control, you are only hurting yourself. You are 100% wasting time, effort, and energy that you could be putting towards something you can actually control. So if you feel yourself starting to worry about things outside of your control, dive into those areas that we talked about. Dive into visualization. Take that worry and switch it over to the things you can do and visualize yourself going through those things. If you find yourself worrying about things you can't control, cut that off, go make a freaking list, and prep what you need for your competition. If you find yourself worrying about what you can't control, go talk to other people. Find out what they wish they had done better or differently when they competed. Go find out what they might find out. You might talk to them and realize, hey, man, this thing I'm worrying about that they told me, it doesn't even freaking matter. So that might be the way it goes, okay? So instead of sitting there in your worry and getting jack crap for it, and just hurting yourself for it, go mentally, physically, or socially do something with that energy and get some kind of benefit for it, okay? So if it's in your control, control it. There's no excuse for that. Control it. Figure out your shit and control it. If there's something out of your control, then freaking let it be out of your control. So, oh well. So control what you can control. Take your energy and invest it into the things that would matter, into the things that will make a difference, okay? So when it comes to anxiety around competitions, remember that anxiety is that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Anxiety is definitely going to be there. So don't fight it. Use it. Use your energy, that nervousy type energy, use that to hyper-focus on what you can control. Create checklists. Visualize. You know, go talk to people. Use that energy to be prepared and narrow down your mind. Narrow down your mental focus to just what you can control. Focus on that, crush that, and you'll be good. Okay? The competition might still go to shit. That's just the way things go. So just because you put in 1,000,000% effort doesn't mean you're going to get 1,000,000% results. Sometimes things do happen. But to set yourself up for the best possibility of doing well at what you could have controlled is being prepared with what you can control. Okay? So, using that nervous energy in the best possible ways is going to give you the best possible chance to be successful in what you deem as success. Okay? So, hopefully this has helped. Gave you some ideas maybe to look into and work towards. Just remember, anxiety is it's normal. You're human. It's going to be there. There's nothing wrong with you. So, talk to other people about it. See what they did with their anxiety. Try your best to use that energy for something that is positive, beneficial, and going to make a difference for what you can't control. Cool. Okay. Good luck to you guys. So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. So the more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we would love, 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 love to hear from you. So the podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. Okay? You can reach us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.